PageantTalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes. This is the show that will inform and inspire you whether you're preparing for a pageant competition or just want to be an everyday beauty queen. We're here to help you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening today. I'm Valerie Hayes, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you find joy and success at your next competition or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. We want to help you make this year your best year ever. Well, on today's show, we're going to be talking about the fastest growing pageant devoted entirely to international teen competition, the Miss Teen World Pageant. I'll be talking with the International Executive Director, Gaspar Cruz, about his vision for the pageant and what we can expect from this year's competition. Then, I'll be talking to the reigning Miss Teen World, Taylor Robinson, who's traveled all the way from South Africa to crown her successor. It's going to be a great show today, celebrating all the amazing teens who are competing in this week's exciting pageant. Then, a little bit later in the show, I'll be answering your questions for the pageant coach about do's and don'ts on Facebook, whether or not you really need a blog, and how to get that great pageant hair look at your next pageant. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you that I will be in Las Vegas for Miss Universe Weekend, Friday, August 20th through Monday, August 23rd. As you all know, Miss Universe is being broadcast on a Monday this week, so I'll be there through the end of the day on Monday. I am taking private coaching appointments, and I put together a fabulous Miss Universe coaching package, which includes a 50-minute appointment with me, a complimentary 30-minute wardrobe consultation with La Casa Hermosa, and there's a lot of other goodies that I've thrown in there. Plus, I've also made arrangements for you to get a $30 for 30-minute makeover lesson with Lisa Proctor or Carrie Baker. So if you need information about that, we send it out in an email. If you didn't get your email, just send me a note at info@ValerieHayes.com, and we will set you up. I also want to let you know that the American Dream Pageant, along with Prima Donna Closet and the BMC, is hosting Fashion Dreams on August 20th in the French Quarter in New Orleans, Louisiana. Of course, it depends on where you live, whether that's pronounced New Orleans or New Orleans. Tickets are just $25 and include the fashion show and hors d'oeuvres. For reservations, you can call 985-264-6386. They kindly ask that you bring a slightly worn or even a new pair of shoes as donations toward the fabulous Shoes for Souls program. For more information, you can visit the AmericanDreamPageants.com website, AmericanDreamPageants.com, or you can contact Stephanie McLean via email at AmericanDreamDIR. I was struggling with that, wasn't I? @gmail.com. I also want to remind you that if you're getting ready for your next pageant, it's really super easy to practice your interview skills on your own with my Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio CD and my downloadable ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions. These tools are perfect for those of you that don't have access to a pageant coach or on a limited budget, because the audio CD is full of the exact same coaching and strategic advice that I share with my private coaching students. And my ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, is the number one tool you gotta have in order to get a top interview score. But the best part is that proceeds from each and every purchase benefit Kiva, an organization which empowers others to lift themselves out of poverty. Pageantry, as you know, is all about self-improvement, and the women who receive microloans from Kiva use those funds to build businesses and make a better life for themselves and their children. So if you're getting ready for your next pageant, don't wait another day. Just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio CD and the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions graphics on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and get started towards your top interview score today. Well, on today's show, we're talking about the Miss Teen World Pageant. And for those of you who haven't heard of it before, I can kind of understand that because it's a fairly new pageant, but is absolutely already taking the pageant world by storm. And joining me today is the Executive International Director and founder and owner of what is really the fastest growing teen pageant in the world, which is exclusively devoted to teen competition. He owns both the Miss Teen United States World Pageant and the Miss Teen World Pageant. He's been around in pageantry for a long time as a well-known makeup artist, gown designer, pageant stylist, and now he's here to talk about his amazingly successful pageant, Miss Teen World. Please welcome back to the show, Gasper Cruz. Hi, Gasper.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm guessing that things are really busy and really active down at the Host Hotel. How are things going so far?
Everything is going great. Today we did our swimsuit photo shoots and our national costumes. And this year we've partnered up with the Bully Suicide Project, which is put on by Campus Harmony out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we want each national representative to talk about the Bully Suicide Project in their home countries. So we've been really busy.
And, you know, that's really a great effort because some, of course, the Bully Project is well known within the United States, but some countries outside of the United States aren't familiar with the Bully program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that program, Gasper?
You know, I don't know much about the project. All I know is that Bo Wellborn, who sits on my board of directors, is actually one of the people in charge of the Bully Suicide Project. And so He asked me if this week he could come and speak to the girls about the Bully Suicide Project and kind of promote the program throughout the country. So from my understanding that the Bully Suicide Project talks to young people about things that have happened in their lives, especially related to bullies and, you know, torment from other kids in schools. And so from my understanding, he just wants to share around the world with people that it's okay to have been bullied, it's okay to talk about it, and it's okay to share your story, because the more people that know your story, the less likely it'll happen again.
Right. And, you know, I think that's so important to talk about bullying and how it does impact people. We've seen in the media, you know, violent outbursts on the part of students who have been bullied. We've seen about suicides related to bullying, both at school and, you know, on the internet. And I think it's such an important issue. And I think it's great that you and Bo are raising awareness about that important issue. But let's talk about fun stuff, Gasper. Tell me, when did the idea first come to you to start the Miss Teen World pageant?
You know, it was probably, I think it was back in 1998. I had been a local director for USA in California. So I was under the state director, Carolee Munger, who inspired me to do, you know, great things. And I thought to myself, there was not an international pageant for teens. And when I tried to trademark Miss Teen Universe, it was completely shut down immediately, and it was not an option. So I looked at other national or international pageants, and I thought, you know what, Miss Teen World, it's a great pageant title. It's universal. So I thought, you know, let me start working on this. And it was then when I realized in 1998, you know, I'm going to start working on this. But it wasn't until 2008 that it first came to fruition because of, you know, legal things and filing.
Right. It takes a long time to start a great pageant.
And things like that. So it's taking some time, but it's off the ground. This year we have 27 ladies from all over the world. A couple of them are not here yet because of missed connecting flights. You know,
right.
Some of the girls' costumes were confiscated through customs because they didn't know that they could bring like feathers and things like that into the country. So we've had a couple of bumps, but you know, we're working it all out.
Right. And I was lucky enough to be at the Miss United States Teen World Pageant. And the production was amazing, Gasper. Do you have another amazing production up your sleeve?
Yes, this production's even bigger than that one.
Oh, my God, I can't even imagine that.
Well, you're going to get to see it really closely because you're judging. So it is even bigger than the last one because we're doing the national costumes. And I take a segment out for the national costumes because I think it's really neat to see teens, you know, wearing their national costumes from all over the world. And it gives the audience a chance to see what the rest of the world is like on a smaller scale.
Right. National costume is really a fun part of the competition where we get to see some creativity and kind of some beautiful colors and fabrics and design concepts that we don't normally get to see in the other competitive areas. So let's break it down for me, Gasper. What are the competitive areas of competition and how much do they contribute to the overall score?
Well, my pageant is unique in a sense that I don't do any sort of eliminations as far as scoring is concerned. So everything is cumulative. So it's 25% interview, 25% swimsuit, 25% evening gown, and 25% poison personality. The poison personality part is sort of the last question part and an overall perception of the judge, what the judges have of the girls on stage. So that's the last percentage. So what we do is when the girls make the semifinals, we keep the 15 girls with the highest scores make the semifinals. We drop their preliminary evening gown and preliminary swimsuit scores, but we keep their interview scores. And then the girls recompete for swimsuit and evening gown again, and then we add an extra 25% for the poison personality. So basically, the girl with the most points wins the pageant.
So that's awesome, and I know that people really like that cumulative score, so they really feel that their final score is reflecting their actual demonstrated skills, and obviously that totally makes sense. So let's start with interview. What are you looking for in the interview room?
You know, I want the judges to find a young lady who can communicate with the judges, even if there is a language barrier. I think body language and the way you interpret things in interview says a lot about who you are as a person. I think you could say a lot of things and do a lot of things without really actually using words through body language. I want a girl who's personable. I think that being Miss Teen World, you have to be really personable. There was a few million people at the World Cup, and Taylor sat there and greeted millions of people every day while she was at the World Cup. So you have to be someone who's patient and someone who can communicate with different people, because you meet a lot of people during this year.
Right. And some of those people, you know, let's be honest, they come from different walks of life. They have different languages, different customs. They might be really young. They might be really old. They might be anything in between. And it's really important that the title holder is relatable.
Very relatable. And, you know, I think we've had some great title holders. We've been very lucky. And I think that that's the most important thing, is she's got to be personable. Of course, we want them to be pretty. But for me, being personable and kind and nice is just as important.
Right. And let's move on to swimsuit. Are they wearing a swimsuit of their choice? Are you providing something?
Or no,
and what are you overall looking for?
We're providing all the swimsuits. So the girls are, you know, uniform, and we're providing all their swimsuit shoes and jewelry so that everyone can be scored the same, so that there's no one has any advantages. What we're looking for is we know that in different parts of the world, the body types are different. Like I know in Africa that they like their women a little bit meatier, and, you know, in parts of Europe, they like them a little bit thinner. So what we tell the judges overall is we're looking for a girl who is in shape, who is a representative of her teen from that part of the country, and that she looks healthy.
You know, I think that's great that you're being sensitive to different cultural norms, because certainly to win their country title, they have to be meeting the country norm for that particular culture. And then to expect her to completely change her body type, you know, for the international level competition is completely unrealistic. And, you know, she may get a lot of pressure at home from her parents because they don't think that's quote unquote a normal body type. So I think it's great that you're being really sensitive to that. Let's move on to gown. What will you be instructing the judges to be looking for in gown, which is, of course, 25%?
You know, I have to say that when you see these gowns, you would be truly amazed that some of these designers have never been found before. Some of these gowns are actually better than any gowns I've ever seen walk, you know, Fashion Week in New York. These are some of the most amazing gowns. I want it to show the girl's personality, but at the same time, I want it to be age appropriate for them. And I know that in a lot of different cultures, I think looking more mature is popular in that culture. So I think some gowns that the girls are wearing would probably not be appropriate for the teen competition in the United States, but it was probably very appropriate in her country.
Right. And again, it's the importance, you know, at an international level competition where you're attracting elite contestants from all over the world, you do have to be sensitive to the cultural diversity, not necessarily ethnic diversity, because ethnicities now live in every different culture around the world. But it's really a cultural expectation of, you know, what pageant attire is in that country, what is appropriate for a teen there, what's appropriate for a teen somewhere else. You really have to have judges with, you know, that cultural sensitivity and understanding of diversity. And then you said that 25% is poise and personality. Can you describe that a little bit more clearly?
You know, for me, poise and personality means, you know, the girl who's on that stage that just lights up. I think it's about her charisma and the way she carries herself across the stage. I think that I keep the four percentages the same, because a girl who may not do so well in an interview because the language barrier might totally shine on stage because she's a dancer or she's a model in her home country. And so for me, the poison personality is sort of the makeup part of the pageant.
Right.
It's the girls who may not have shined in interview, but who get on stage and you see them, you know, totally shine, and you sort of, the judges might change their mind about her. So I give them that extra 25 points because they might have missed her somewhere else and then found her once the stage lights went on.
Right. And just as a procedural note, for those girls who aren't comfortable with English, are you providing translators for the personal interview?
Yes, we are.
So that's great. So it kind of levels the playing field. And I'm sure your judges, you know, understand how to work with interpreters in an interview situation. And let's talk about your judges for just a minute. Obviously, we don't need to know all their names, but can you tell us your judging philosophy? Have you selected judges that are primarily from the pageant arena, or is there a blend? How have you approached your judge selection?
You know, I took into consideration continents, and I took into consideration life experiences and personal experiences. Like, we were fortunate enough to have a judge from South Africa this year, and I just thought that it, you know, we had a great year with Taylor, and I think that the judge understands what this job entails, and I think that he brings experience, that sort of
right.
experience to the playing table. And then, you know, we have an international photographer. We have an international business person. So I think I have I have someone from the pageant arena. I think I want to keep it well balanced, because at the same time, I don't want a pageant patty, but I want a girl who I think is relatable to different people from different walks of life.
Right. And what kind of scoring system are you doing? Are you doing a mention system, 1-0, or are you doing a matrix system, 1-10, 1-20? Will the judges be scoring?
It's 1-10, but each section is worth 25%.
Right. So it's pretty even.
It's pretty even. So
yeah.
It's all cumulative, and I don't like the mention system, because I feel like a mention system doesn't give a girl a valid score. Like, she's either a 3 or she's either a 10. But I think
right.
I think the mentions give you a definite answer, and I think that's how sometimes when you watch a pageant, the girl who you think may win doesn't win because maybe she didn't get enough mentions, and the mentions weren't broken down by numbers. And so to separate them, there wasn't anything to separate them by.
Right. I totally agree. The mention system is, as you and I both know, it's the easiest system for pageant directors to implement, but it is the least effective and meaningful system for the contestant. So, you know, I'm really hoping that those in the pageant industry move away from the mention system, because I don't think it adequately reflects and gives an opportunity for judges to assess the sophistication and level of today's contestants. You know, it was maybe great 20 years ago, but I'm not sure it's applicable to today's contestant. But let's talk a little bit about what the girls are doing this week, Gasper. What is the schedule going to include?
Well, this week, they've been really busy. Monday, they all had orientation, and they had a dinner following the orientation, sort of like a meet and greet, so that they could each get to know each other and meet their roommates. And then
right.
we had a sort of a quick rehearsal. Well, it wasn't that quick. It was till 11 o'clock, so that with the language barrier, they could kind of foresee what this opening number would be. And then this morning, we started shooting the swimsuit and national costume and evening gowns at 7 a.m. So hair and makeup started at about 5 this morning.
Wow.
And then they go to lunch, and then they start back at rehearsals. The production is a little intense, so if the girls get the opening number right, we may have some free time to show them Houston, but I think my production's a little bit more important, so we're really focused on that.
And when does the preliminary competition begin? When are interviews? When are prelims? What's the schedule?
The preliminary show is Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Hilton Post Oak. That's where each girl will get judged in swimsuit and evening gown.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday morning is when interviews begin, that each contestant will interview with the judges for 5 minutes and talk to them about what they want to do and things like that. And then Friday is the final show at the Hilton Post Oak, again at 7 p.m.
And is the interview, I forgot to ask this when we were talking about the interview competition, is that a seated one-on-one, a standing panel, a seated panel? What's the format?
We are doing a panel interview because I like to see how contestants respond to a group of people asking questions at the, you know, asking questions. I think I want each judge to be able to see each girl answer the question, because sometimes on a one-on-one panel, you feel like, oh, you know what, I had a great interview with that judge, but I didn't have such a great interview with the other judge, and I wish that judge could have seen that interview. So I felt like the panel would be better so that every judge could see how the girl interviews.
Right. You know, for today's contestant who is interested in competing in pageants that are moving pageantry forward in some way, they're going to be asking questions like, how are you ensuring that the scoring system works ethically? How are you ensuring the ethical behavior of the judges or your panel, your staff? And I know that ethics was really, really important for you when you founded this pageant, as is, you know, for most elite level competitions. What are you doing to make sure that the contestants have a good experience, but that you maintain the high ethics and validity of the actual competition?
Well, as far as the contestants are concerned, the contestants actually have to sign an addendum to the contracts that they already signed just to be able to compete. So on the day that they were out for orientation, we make them sign an addendum saying that they will behave like a lady, they will follow the rules, and they will do the things that the pageant says, otherwise we send them home. And as far as the judge is concerned, we actually make them sign a judge's affidavit saying that you don't know any of the contestants, and if you do, you know them impersonally, you've never been on a personal relationship with them, and you don't know, you've never had like personal experiences with them. So we make the judges sign a judge's affidavit saying that they will judge fairly and things of that nature.
Right, and I think that's important. Are the staff allowed to coach the contestants prior to the pageant, or is that a no-no?
No. You know, we have people who sit on staff that work in the office that do hair and makeup, but they have no interaction with the judges or anything of that sort. So to me, it's not a conflict of interest.
Right. Well, I know that it's just been an amazing growth for you. What do you think has contributed to so much to the phenomenal growth you've experienced and amazing interest you have had in the pageant when it's so new?
You know, I think the really good thing about these 27 young ladies is that all of them have won their national competitions to get here. So every young lady here did a national pageant to get here. And I think that a lot of these countries have created teen pageants and realized that they had nowhere to go. I mean, there's a few probably international teen pageants out there, but they don't have as many contestants as we've had. And I think the good thing is that we've had some beautiful title holders. Our very first Miss Teen World just finished filming her first movie. Her first movie came out, and, you know, she's had rave reviews. So I've had so many media phone calls from different TV stations wanting me to talk about Amy Jackson and her movie. And I don't know much about her movie, and I don't even know how to say the title of the movie, but I've had a lot of phone calls about it. So that has added to the success of and the growth of the pageant.
Right. Clearly, there's a lot of interest, and we all know that pageantry is an excellent opportunity for women around the world to step into an entertainment career of some sort. And so I think it's just natural that the media outlets are interested, too. Well, I've been talking with Gasper Cruz about what's going on this week at the Miss Teen World Pageant. To check out the pageant, just click on the link on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. And amazingly, it's already time for a quick break, but stay tuned, and I'll be right back to talk with the reigning Miss Teen World, Taylor Robinson, about her experience as the current queen and her last-minute advice for this year's contestants. So don't go away. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan, and are between 13 and 19, you could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at WrightPageantProductions.homestead.com to get your free information package. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Are you struggling with choosing a pageant wardrobe? Are you hoping to discover your own winning style? Meet professional model, former title holder, owner, and fashion stylist of La Casa Hermosa Gown Shop, Robin Fleming. Robin has over 25 years of experience in fashion styling, personal branding, and creating winning looks in all phases of pageant competition. Robin knows how powerful personal branding can catapult you to the crowning moment, and she and her staff have helped hundreds of women achieve their dreams. Working with the professional stylists at La Casa Hermosa, you can select wardrobe to play up your assets, create your own winning style, and set yourself apart from the crowd in each phase of the competition. Be seen as the winner at your next pageant. Visit La Casa Hermosa online at lacasahermosa.com or call today 561-301-5523 for your personal appointment. They don't just sell you a dress, they dress you to win. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.